Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hit it, Frank!
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato, and we have a very fun and special and splendiferous episode for everybody today.
Our most special angel we ever knew.
Oh, he's just our cherub little boy.
He's the funniest, sweetest boy in the whole wide world. It's Zach Amico.
Thank you. The bar is so low here for all those things. Funny, vaguely nice to people. Recognizing that maybe you should be nice to women sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel like I would call you one of the nicest guys at Gas Digital.
I would easily call. So. I would put you and Ian Fidance in the top two of the nicest people that hang around here.
I personally have to throw Mike Harrington in there.
Mike Harrington.
He's super nice as well.
Yeah.
Mike's
Mike hosts a show. Mm-hmm. But I meant like some of this like not like didn't start working at Gas.
Yeah.
Like I meant of like the people who are supposed
Let's
to be
call us what we are. The talent.
The talent.
And the reason these fucking lights are on. The talent.
The reason you shitheads have air conditioning. Yeah. You can tell them, Alex. You have a podcast.
Yeah, swing your clit around.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking tell him. No. Tell him why he's cold.
No.
Come on. Hit him.
No, I want to be one of those nice talents.
Ugh. She hasn't been in it long enough. I remember when I was the nice talent.
Never.
Back in 95.
Yep, never.
Man, how are you, Zach?
I'm doing really good. I love doing the show. You guys are the best.
We love having you. You're the funniest guy ever. I feel like we've spent a lot of time together in the past week.
Not by choice.
Yeah, it's been forced. It's crazy because when I come into New York, there are specific people. I only see like the same five people every time I come.
Yeah.
There's not enough time.
That's the way you kind of want it.
Someone hit me up the other day and they said, "Hey, I didn't know you were in town." I go, "No shit, I didn't tell you." Like, I can't just be announcing. I do that when I go back home too. People are like, "You didn't let me know." I'm like, "I didn't."
So hard to see all of your family members in the few days that you were in town.
Well, yeah, she's Hispanic.
It's crazy. It was a crazy feat
you
to see everyone.
Census takers.
No, I mean it was quite literally. So you were making a joke. It is.
It was really difficult to get to see everybody. It was like we got this guy at 4, and then we're gonna take his kids to the beach, and my sister's gonna meet us there with her kids, and then we'll bathe them all in the hotel room, and grandma's gonna meet us.
And everyone has 85 last names.
Yes. Yep.
Out of control.
It was a lot.
It was too much.
Puerto Ricans are like Italians or no?
Italians. So I don't have, I feel like I, having no siblings, don't have like a traditional Italian upbringing in that sense. Like, but I am really close with all my second and like third cousins.
Right.
Like my parents also don't have any living siblings. I only have one first cousin, but I would say that I have like 27 cousins.
Wow.
I guess that's...
That's pretty
Puerto
Rican.
But the difference is you guys all really truly are immediate family. You know what I mean? They're all your first cousins.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have that. These are all like my third cousins. You know what I mean?
I'll fight my third cousins right now. Fuck my third cousins. I'll talk to them. I'll fuck my third cousin. I don't know who they are.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that, by the way.
Fucking your third cousin?
Fucking your third cousin.
I do say
third. I want to see the lineage.
Really far down the line.
I don't know, man.
So that would mean that
you're okay with fucking your third cousin.
That would mean that you're
not
great,
you counting how you're fuckable your cousin is.
Bad enough that you fucked the first two.
Yeah. It would mean that your great grandparents are siblings. I mean, that is so far down the line, you wouldn't even know.
Yeah, but we're one away from.
But we know.
Retarded.
But you know, and there's so many other people. Yeah.
No, I think that far apart, you wouldn't be retarded.
Yeah, so this is my thought on it.
People not.
If we know that if people are close enough, the kid's going to come out fucked up, right?
Why would you chance it?
Well, A, why would you chance it? B, how many generations do we not know already we're probably pretty close the way we're one away from fucking it up?
I just don't know who's who.
That's
it
true.
It could happen.
I agree.
All the time, though, with fourth cousins. A lot of people don't even know they're fourth cousins, like you're saying.
If I found out after the fact, I'd give my cousin a couple more fucks.
Yeah.
Goodbye fucks. It's my boyfriend of years, maybe my husband.
You have children with this man. You guys are
He's gone.
He was your soulmate.
No.
You didn't know because your family, your lineage, they left Puerto Rico.
He's Puerto Rican. He's gone.
They were.
He's what?
He's gone. He's Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I just think it's far. That's so far down the line.
Well, they say that when people are related and they don't know, it's like a phenomena that people like if you'll meet like a sister that you never met
and
or
you'll
a cousin
be
you never
sexually
met
attracted
because your body is confusing the
sexual attraction, the family
love that you naturally feel for people in your bloodline with sexual attraction.
Yep.
So that's why you'll see
Gross.
Somebody who was like given up at birth, like, and they meet their sister years later and they fuck.
I've heard that story about a mom and a son.
I've heard that as well.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So, can we pull that up? The story of the mom that fucked her son?
No.
I think Mike's fighting Byron.
After she gave him up for adoption and got him back years later?
Yeah.
Mike, did you hear us?
She fucked him twice.
You did?
No, she didn't.
Okay. Yeah, she fucked him and she had like a whole interview. I'm sure we'll be able to find it, but she, yeah, they were just attracted to each other.
How old was she? Was she of age to have her son's baby?
I think so. I think it was when he was like 19 he found her and they fell in love and she was like 40.
But they didn't know?
They knew at that point. They met. You watch the interview. Pull up the interview. We're in B Studio. The interview takes 45 minutes. The pod's over. Zach has to go. The pod's over. Sorry. What happened to good production where you could go, while you're talking about it, the producer thinks about it ahead of time?
It's
like,
a computer at Gas Digital. Type I. It's going to fill in incest.
Yeah. Well, whatever happened to the days where you start talking about something, they already have it Googled because they're assuming
like
what you're going to say. That's probably his iPad going off.
It sounds like a Pirates of the Caribbean trailer.
He's playing Candy Crush, and every time he turns the mic on, we hear it.
I found the story. I can't find this interview you're asking for, though. Give me just a second.
Mom fucks her son interview. Try that.
Mitzi Atkinson.
I mean,
it was a brown woman. It was a brown mom and son.
Wow. Yeah. Did you watch that documentary, Zach, about the doctor, the like fertility doctor who inseminated like 92 of his patients?
I've read about it. I didn't see the doc.
It's pretty solid.
I believe it.
It's pretty crazy because that was like a big concern there that they all lived within like a 25-mile radius, basically. There was like 92 kids.
Yeah. And he had some type of hereditary thing that's how they caught him, right?
Yeah.
They all had something?
They all had something and they were all getting like 23andMe and like Ancestry done and connecting with each other that way. But he also had this weird Aryan thing. He was only doing it to like blonde-haired, blue-eyed women.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You could be one of his kids.
It was a wild story.
Yeah.
Keep it pure, baby.
Yeah.
That 23andMe is fucking up serial killers too. Because all old cold cases are getting reopened.
I don't understand when they say that. What do they mean?
Yeah, how does that work? Like with a family member's DNA?
So what's happening is like the grandkids of serial killers who never got caught just don't know. And they get a 23andMe. When you get 23andMe, they also send that to like the FBI.
Oh,
and
the DNA from the nephew matches the murderer's
DNA. The mystery DNA, and they put it together. That's how they just caught the Golden State Killer, the guy that Patton's wife was writing the book about.
So if I...
They caught Patton Oswalt?
So if I hypothetically wanted to leave myself open to like committing a murder and getting away with it at some point in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a 23andMe
huge
done,
mistake.
They it's would hold on
shit.
To it forever.
It's putting your
so
shit
it's,
on file.
It's not just backtrack, but it's future track.
It's not
you,
even that. If anyone
parents,
in your family gets one, or any of your cousins gets one, they can still see someone related to this girl is the murderer.
Someone in the building blocks of this DNA.
Because they
I
find
just
the
feel
DNA.
Like in my family, I am probably not the obvious suspect. Like I got cousins. Who are kind of sketchy.
No one's saying anyone in your family murdered anyone.
Alex, did you murder somebody?
I don't know
somebody?
What's going on with Alex where she is acting like we're accusing
her. Did you
her.
Murder somebody
saying,
and
Hank like
and
so
found
stressed
out,
out
and this is how all this
she
happened?
She really wants to know.
This is why you're throwing your life away?
I'll say it right now. Someone in Alex's family murdered because the way she is concerned for them right now.
No,
she's
I'm
like,
just saying.
It's no one in my family. She started moving her hands a lot. I was like.
Just saying, I think I would be safe if my family member got a 23andMe test and I committed a murder and.
You wouldn't,
they're
is what
smart.
We're saying. Because you can't outsmart genes, they're genes.
No, sure, they would know that it's a cousin, but they wouldn't be looking at me, is what I'm saying.
You're saying they would look at your other cousins.
They wouldn't look at the person
first.
Who...
Not
watches,
anyone in particular.
They just... wouldn't choose the person who's a producer for a podcast that rapes gay babies and be like, this is suspicious.
Listen, never... they're not gay before you rape
them. Oh my God.
That's how you made... That's the recipe.
Kim, we've never raped a gay baby on air.
Oh, my God.
Chill.
No, on land, on sea.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a
gay
raped
baby.
Baby.
That last pump was a little too hard.
Oh, wow, it's crazy that you can catch a serial killer like that.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Well, it was so much easier to get away with murder just such a short time ago, I feel. Know. It gets harder every day. Cameras.
Now, if you're a serial killer, very impressive, I would like to say.
Either that or you just, I mean, that's why certain guys get away with it because they kill the people nobody's looking for.
Right. Homeless.
Hookers. Homeless,
yeah.
DL gay dudes. That's a big one.
That's a big one.
There was a
all
guy.
All the dads in, are like, I never saw him in the first place.
So, that's a, so there was a guy that just got caught in Canada.
Oh, what's his name?
Yeah. That ain't my son.
There was a guy that got caught in Canada who used to be Santa Claus every year, and he had a contracting company. He did like landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
But he would kill Arab and Indian guys that he met at gay bars. And the families wouldn't claim the bodies because they would say, I think, you know, your son was at a gay bar. And they're like, it can't be my son. So they never were looking for the guy because all these Middle Eastern families, the guys were either on the DL and they just went missing.
Right.
Or the families would deny that it was them because they didn't want to
what
admit
what if there
they...
was one straight Arab that just went to go use the bathroom real quick?
There are sure a lot of men in this establishment. Oh, you guys have it right here. This is like our clubs too.
Wow. Imagine hating gay people more than you want to claim the body of your deceased child.
Well, that happened in Pulse nightclub. That was a thing with Pulse nightclub. There
no,
was a
really?
Few unclaimed bodies, I think, because
that's so sad.
Some families were just like... We don't care.
Yeah, that remember
so
years ago
sad.
We interviewed Michael Alec on SDR, the club kid killer.
What?
Me and Ralph.
Who?
Michael Alec. He killed a drug dealer in the 90s. He was the movie Party Monster is based on him. Macaulay Culkin played him.
Mm.
And everyone knew he killed his drug dealer. And chopped him up and put him in suitcases and threw him in the East River, not knowing he used a suitcase that was lined with cork. So it floated.
No.
And
you got to test the suitcase.
But literally, like, in page
six.
Imagine being a man and being a serial killer. It's like one step at a time, sweetie.
In page six, literally, Michael Musto, like, wrote a blind item that, like, we know who killed his drug dealer. Like,
right.
And Michael Alec literally went to a party with the word guilty written on his face and kept not getting arrested because they didn't have a body. And then they found him months before. Well, they just found a fucking gay Puerto Rican body. And they're like, oh, he's probably a drug dealer. Let's not look into it.
Whoa.
Probably a cartel murder.
Wow.
Whoa.
And they just had him on ice for months and nobody ID'd him.
That's crazy.
They had him on ice trying to take him back over the border.
They gave him two ice.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, let's take a quick second and talk about one of our very favorite sponsors from the makers of Yo Kratom. You guys know them. You love them. It's Yo Delta. You guys want to get high? And I'm talking really super duper legally fucked up high? Well, it's time to go to YoDelta.com where you could stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8. These guys make vapes. They make gummies. They work. They fuck you up. I like to take a gummy before bed, zone out, watch some TV, pass out. Sometimes in the morning, still got a little bit of a buzz. How's that for you? Anyways, if you're over the age of 21 and you're living in the majority of states where this is legal, you might want to go to yodelta.com to stock up on some Delta 8. What is Delta 8? It's something found in hemp that could legally be shipped to various states, and it gets you high. At yodelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stoned needs. I can tell you that YoDelta works, and these products should be taken responsibly. So one more time, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use the promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. So one more time, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta.com, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super high. All right, let's get back to the show.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Yeah, homophobia stinks.
Yeah. Not woke Alex. Someone, she killed someone. I swear to God.
She's trying to change the subject.
She's been acting weird ever since. When has Alex ever been like, homophobia, not for me. She, they, Alex Scarlato.
She, they.
It's like, dude, who
Call
are
me
you?
Shim.
That's my name. That's my name.
Yeah, that's wild.
That is wild. It's fucking, I always think about.
Like,
I think about all the time, like, how many people, when you're walking through the city of New York, there are people. There's a few.
Yeah,
there are a few of the people that have killed someone and gotten away with it. And they're all for different reasons. Like, these faces that you see, like, you don't know. Like, a guy could have killed someone who, like, raped his daughter and just killed the guy. Never told the police, just fucking killed the guy. Like, people have crazy stories. And then they're just the deli guy.
Yeah, but I feel like anybody who holds it in and, like, is able to truly never get caught, like, they either have a really guilty conscience or their, like, ego is so fucking crazy.
I don't think so. I think if you killed someone for the right reason, I'd sleep at night. I'd be like, I got away.
I think the number of murders for the right reason compared to the number of murders for the wrong reason is way, it's a way crazy.
For sure.
You know.
Yeah, people
love to murder. Also, Kim's fucking nuts. So she could probably justify a murder way quicker than a regular person.
Give me a
person.
Murder, I'll justify it.
Find a murder, Mike. Find the most recent murder headline and tell. Let Kim justify it.
This segment's called Murder. Okay. I'm bad at improv.
It's called Murder and?
And?
I was reading one this morning. This is a real story. I believe it happened in Atlanta where a guy...
Guilty.
a guy murdered a couple of employees because there was too much mayo on his sandwich.
Mayo is annoying on a sandwich. It ruins the whole sandwich if you put too much.
Okay, wait.
I'll just say that.
We did this story on rap, so I think I know what you're talking about. Was it a Subway?
Yes.
Okay, so
did you promise yourself?
I'm gonna justify
was that,
this.
Was
one.
That like your nutrition coach no. just now when you brought up Subway? And I was like, Zach, now you know.
Okay, so there's more details to this.
Okay.
He killed two sisters working at a Subway in a Circle K gas station. Mm-hmm. And they were two sisters, one of which had their 5-year-old son at work with her.
Whoa.
So I'm just saying,
you shouldn't bring your kids to work.
There's no way that anything was getting done in this fucking Subway.
Exactly.
With these two fucking hens jawing at each other. Probably being mean to people. Probably hold on, we're talking.
You and your sister April running a Subway with Carson running around.
Yes,
nothing's getting done in that fucking Subway.
They probably had the attitude of a TSA agent, I swear to God.
I'm seeing long nails. I'm seeing a lot of issues, and I could justify this. Because he probably even said light mayo.
And then they slapped it on and looked at him and slapped the sandwich.
Yeah.
And then he killed them, as he should have. Yeah. As he fucking should have.
Okay. And what?
And
by the way, still not the worst thing Subway's associated with.
No.
Sure, no, I get it. I feel like
it's crazy.
And what a monster to bring your kid to Subway, the pedophile sandwich place.
It's crazy that they're, I mean, I know it is the hackiest thing of all time, but like, you know what's crazy is like, when we just accept something, we're like, that's hacky. It's been said, but it's like, their thing was eat fresh. Like, that's crazy. That's how did they, you know, God is a comedian. and he likes molester jokes, obviously. Why would Subway's thing be called Eat Fresh if the spokesperson was fucking kids? That's crazy.
That is really poetic.
That was written into the universe so we could all laugh after the fact.
That's true. And people never gave up on Subway after him either.
Ever.
There was never a second where we were being like,
Subway is the people's Miss Lily's.
It's true.
There's this restaurant. We won't name names. It's called Miss Lily's. This is why I'll name names, because I'm going to talk shit about it, but I'm not going to talk shit about it. I will say right now.
Best fucking Jamaican food you could get in this city.
Don't give them. Don't. Don't jerk him off and let him come before you fucking invite him in.
So I like him to come twice sometimes.
Fuck, dude.
Build yeah, it up shit again. And start over.
The restaurant's called Mrs. Something's. It's a black restaurant.
Yes.
There's no Mrs. Fucking Juanita's Dumplings, okay? It right. is going to be... Mrs. is a black lady.
I don't think there's any Juanita's Dumplings.
I know. But there's no Mrs. Chow's Dumplings.
Juanita's it's, Dumplings.
I bet it's good.
I would eat there. Yeah. I'll say it. It would convince me. I'd be like, what's this about? That's one of a title, Juanita's Dumplings. Oh man.
Miss Lily's.
We go there. I must have ordered food there 20, 30 times. 30 times on the dot it has been wrong. Every time. It's
not
never
you go
right.
In person, by the way. If you
when
sit
you go
there,
in person, it's great. They punish you for not going in yeah. almost. Yeah. They like don't give a shit if you're picking up to go. And they're never, and I have to go back, and the guy like doesn't, and my order will be wrong. There'll be a like someone's child in it. Like it's so wrong that it's like, this is not even food from your restaurant. Yeah. You put a McDonald's bag in here.
Yesterday,
like,
the guy actually guided us through what needs to, he was like, did you notice something needs to be fixed on my website? I heard that you complained to my employee about that. So I'd like for you to take me through the steps to show me what was wrong with my website so that I could fix it.
Yeah, I go, one of the best things on your menu is not when you call and you talk to the receptionist, you go, I want to take an order for pickup because it's right by the studio. It's delicious food. We'll get to that. But you call and they say, no, you have to order online, and they hang up. And then you go online, your favorite thing's not online.
It's very frustrating.
That's annoying. Mm-hmm. So he made me sit through and fix his menu.
So we call
him.
And we're like, it's not online. Can we please just place an order over the phone? And he was like, no, but I could fix the menu online.
I was like, dude, please.
They had 10 minutes to get this food. It was so annoying.
Have you eaten there?
No, I haven't.
The food is so, it has to be, you know, Ralph's a food snob. He says it's like some of the best Jamaican food in the city.
I get it over and over and over again.
It is.
It's so good.
Incredible, dude. You know what's good? When my favorite thing there is a salad.
The salad's great.
That's never been
all
a thing
all the sides
to me.
Are good.
Oh, God. It's so good.
It's out of control.
And the girls are so hot. And the guys are so hot.
The waitresses
and the waiters and the bartenders.
I'm not looking at the men when I'm in there. I'll
the
be
manager's
honest.
A pig. He's a really nice guy, actually. He's a really nice guy.
It's an actual pig. It's an actual pig running a restaurant full of Jamaican people. So there's a hierarchy. There's beaches with loose pigs. One of them started a restaurant.
It's true. The food is so good. Listen, if you're in New York, go and eat there. I am not shitting on this place. I'm only shitting on their to-go service. It's the worst. The food is the best food I've ever had, and the vibe is immaculate.
It's
when
the
you
best.
Eat there.
It's amazing.
You feel like you're in Jamaica,
if
but,
you're not
but people are shitting on
yet,
the sidewalk next to you.
You will become attracted to women when you're dining there.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
I'll take that bet.
Go cure your gay at Miss Lily's. Yes,
you can cure your gay.
No, literally, they make you do it at the door. Very homophobic culture. No bomba class.
No batiman.
No bomba. No food for bomba class.
Dude, it is crazy to me how much money people spend to go to beaches with pigs all over them.
I want to do that.
You want to?
I love a little piggy. I like animals that aren't dogs and cats.
I feel like you can't have a regular beach day with pigs running all over the place. I get annoyed when I see a seagull.
Isn't it crazy that I'm more of an animal person when it's not a domestic animal?
She hates pets. Have we talked about
this? It's odd, but I get it.
Do you think it makes me an evil person?
No, because I grew up with someone like that.
Oh, okay.
We had our pets were not allowed in the house growing up. Oh, okay. So we had like a dog that was only allowed in my dad's shop.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like my mom wouldn't let.
That's
like,
how
my
I'd
mom
have
freaks
a dog.
Out. Like if a dog like jumps, like I mean, like not a big dog, like a terrier or something, like tries to get my mom to pet it.
Mm-hmm.
She like freaks out. She does not like animals.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think I could imagine myself with a dog where it's like my husband has his own. He's a welder and he works with his hands. He has like a lot of calluses.
This is, okay. Doesn't seem like it's about the dog, by the way.
It's not.
It's tell not. Us more about your husband.
He's got like calluses on his hands, and then he has a dog at a shop.
Yeah.
That he leaves at the shop. It's like a hound and it stays there.
Yeah, my dad was a welder who had a shop dog. You're gonna fuck my dad?
You're gonna fuck Zach's dad.
If Kim's my new mom, I'd be so happy.
Stepmommy Kim.
Which, by the way, not too different from our current relationship. I'm just in the back seat. Like, did she get to pick the music the whole ride? We were listening to rock and roll yesterday, and now I gotta listen to. By the way, if any straight man listens to Drake, I am sus. That is the most girly music I've ever heard.
Drake is for the girls.
It's girl music. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with girl music.
At one point in the car, Chris from Brooklyn goes, can we play Pop Smoke? It's like Drake, but not so gay. He like still tried to make it music I liked.
I can't
like,
believe
okay.
You put them through Drake the whole way.
I asked if anybody had any requests in the beginning of the ride, and then everybody's like, no, it's fine. So then I put on Drake, and then 2 hours in, they're like, we're being tortured. And I'm like, well, fucking let me know. I don't even want to listen to Drake this long. I just don't know what else to put on.
You know what's crazy? I think I'm falling out of love with Drake.
Me too. I'm getting into Kanye.
So
you're aging out.
I'm aging out. I was so into Drake for so long to the point where his music hurt me to listen to. Like it was like painful. I was like, why is he singing this about other women when we should be hanging out? Like it was fucked up.
Yeah, you're and growing out of your crush on him.
I'm completely just past.
You're probably a little old for him too.
Yeah,
it's fair.
You grew out of each other.
Well,
actually.
You heard it here first, Drake. You've missed your chance. I'm not gonna fuck you.
Hey, clip this and send this to Drake so he knows what he lost.
Send this to Drake.
He lost us both. If she's out, I'm out.
I'm
That's
tagging Drake
rule.
In this clip.
Tag Drake. Listen, comment.
Everybody,
if you're
comment
watching this
below
and tag Drake.
Do you and Mike have like a list of celebrities that you're allowed to cheat with?
Sure.
Who's yours?
I don't know if it's been discussed, but I'm sure that we would be on the same page that if there was a dope celebrity that one of us could fuck, we would be for the other one.
What if it was the other one's favorite celebrity, though?
Sure, that's even better. Why would I not want him to fuck his favorite celebrity?
No, your favorite.
Your favorite.
My favorite?
Yeah, like if you have a girl...
That's also cool for me, too. Like, if Mike was going to fuck Miley Cyrus, like I'd probably be into that.
Really?
Yeah.
Are Mike, you do you
me?
Feel the same way?
Anything to be closer to Miley.
If Alex fucked your hero. I don't think it's the same for guys, is the thing.
You think I have heroes?
Well, if Alex fucked someone you thought was really cool.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, but whatever. Honestly, if Alex wants to fuck a guy, he's probably decent.
That's such a gay answer.
Whatever.
That's such a gay Bobby's answer because right, you know what? But I don't think he's being honest.
No, I think he is.
No, if I want, I think he would genuinely get mad. I think if he, who's the? I know you think someone's
think
cool. I know you're behind the mic pretending you don't think someone's.
No matter
cool.
who it is, it's an upgrade.
There's someone you think is cool in the world.
No, there's. It would not.
Look
be
at Alex
an upgrade,
in the background. No, he doesn't think anyone's cool. No, he doesn't. He's never thought one person was cool.
I mean, give me an example of somebody who Alex would want to fuck. You think it would hurt my feelings?
It's not who Alex
John
would want to fuck.
Jones.
That's not what we're asking. Not who I would Alex want to fuck.
John Jones just fucking.
That would hurt her way more than me.
John Jones crawling on all fours across your.
Who's
house.
Your favorite fighter?
I don't know, Brian Barberina. Like, you're not going to fuck Brian Barberina.
See? It does bother him.
I mean, if she did,
no, I
would be...
But if she did. He's not my type.
Oh, but if she did.
I mean, honestly, I'd be like, look, you fucked the 17th best welterweight in the UFC? Like, do better, Alex. I'd be frustrated.
He'd be frustrated it wasn't
that your hero's not good enough.
His hero's not good enough for me is what he's saying.
I
and
love
I respect that.
I love that. That's a great, actually.
That was a really good lateral move, Mike.
You know what,
I'm
Mike?
Impressed.
I'll give it to you. I didn't think we could get there, but you got me too. You got a good one, Alex.
Yeah.
Now, put up a clip or something. What?
I have the woman talking about fucking her kid if you want that.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's awesome. We did want a
clip.
Yeah,
let's see it.
I'm so curious about this story.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Oh, this is this her? No, this is definitely not her, but this is a woman who also fucked
another one? This one's young, too. How old's her kid?
This one's got I fucked my kid eyes, I gotta say. She's got those eyes.
Dude, you can't be fucking your kids like that.
Not with those eyes.
Well, I'm joined by Misty, who says...
Her name's Misty, of course, like her vagina.
...for having a sexual relationship with the 16-year-old son...
Oh, no. He was underage.
Not her having a pretend panic attack. I've done that before, Misty. I see the fakeness.
She says she is not the right candidate for...
She's actually just coming at the thought of it happening.
...lifetime on the sex offender registry. And why do you say that?
I don't do anything like this to be considered a criminal. I feel like this is more psychological.
What?
No. I know what I did was wrong. I understand.
That's her that boy's girlfriend. She's all pissed.
I'm a disgusting person.
This is dark to do on Dr. Phil.
This lady is broken.
Go back.
Yeah.
To feel so bad.
To feel this bad and then to still have to go on Dr. Phil for it to be aired, you're a different kind of person.
But you know if it was...
Because there are other doctors who aren't Phil.
Yeah, there's so many.
Well, plus, if
most
it was
doctors,
Maury,
in fact, are not Phil.
Honey, go to Dr. Dill.
You know if it was Maury, they would bring out like a man dressed as a boy.
Oh, yeah.
Like with like a propeller hat and a lollipop.
And be like, let us feel your dick.
Chase her around like, mommy.
Yeah, going to TV with your massive life problems is a real move.
So here's the thing. A, she's nuts. B, she's broken. C, three times as worse because she went, I should be on Dr. Phil to talk about
that's
this.
What I'm saying. Like,
yeah. I did a horrible thing and I'm disgusting.
Like, quite
now
literally,
let me get my face on TV.
Go anywhere else. All right, we get it. This bitch is just, she is just... The one I saw, I'll tell you right now, the interview I saw, this lady didn't give a shit. It was this Mexican lady. She was dressed exactly like me right now that I'm thinking about it. She looked like me.
Pigtails and everything.
She looked like me, but if I was 40. Still in denial, still in pigtails. And then
she looks like the Land of Lakes butter lady.
Yes, yes. And then it was her son who was 20 who looked like a boy version of her, but 20. And then she was like, yeah, I like met with my son. Like the first time I met him, he wanted to meet his mother, like after he turned 18, and I said, we can meet up. And then we met up, and like, I was like, he asked me first. He said, would you ever have a relationship with your son? I said, well, yes. Would you have a relationship with your mother? And he said, yes. And we've been together ever since.
They've been in a full relationship. Not
full
just they fucked once and got in trouble.
No,
for
they
it.
Felt strongly for each other when they first met. That thing you were talking
when they
about.
First met.
I think if he's over age, I know incest
like
is
when
illegal.
They second met, I guess, technically.
Second met.
That's a whole new meaning to go back where you came from, right?
Crazy. Wow.
I don't know. I don't think this all came from third cousin. I don't think I could go third cousin. Could you go third cousin?
I know my third cousins, so I can't go third cousin because that's
well,
weird.
The fact that you said...
But if I didn't know them, and I went third cousin, and I was in love with the guy, and then we found out we were third cousins...
You'd stay?
Yes.
That's the difference between us.
I don't know.
Is that crazy?
I don't think I would even keep track of anything beyond a first cousin.
Exactly. So if I found out randomly, I'd stay.
You'd save a lot of seats at the wedding.
Let us know in the... There's only one side. One side's completely empty.
I don't think that's how it works. I think third cousin is pretty far removed for some people.
Yeah, mentally, apparently.
To be... Your great-grandparents would have to be cousins? Who even knows who those people are sometimes?
I'm probably already fucked my cousin, to be honest.
Small town. Big vagina.
Lots of cousins.
Yeah, lots of cousins. Yeah, I mean, fuck it, I guess.
When I was in high school, I had a friend, a Pakistani friend named Musa, and another one named Ahmed. And
If you put it together, it sounds like a bed squeaking.
And we used to make fun of Ahmed because his parents were cousins.
Whoa.
And he'd be like, that's not that fucked up, bro. I don't know. Why is that? And then Musi goes, yo, this one time I was in Pakistan and I fucked this girl. She was so hot. And we're like, cool, how'd you meet her? He goes, she was my cousin. And we're like, no. That's gross. And he goes, no, bro, she was my cousin's cousin. I'm like, that's your sister.
No, my cousin's cousin.
I think certain more selective cultures strip away that, like, I think, like, Hasids are, like, running out of people to fuck.
Yeah, you want
to
keep it in the family.
Because, like, a bunch of them come out real rough with big heads and shit. And they're like, oh, yeah, because we're running out.
I thought that was just their hats.
No. No, the hats they're filling. Yeah, they're covering up that their heads are shaped
like
that. Oh,
they've got, like, those weird, like, alien heads in the back of them.
And they're, they're, like, running out of people. Because
converting people.
They dress those dudes like the guards outside the Queen of England.
They truly do. They wear those heavy, like, furry hats in the summer.
Yeah, too, yeah.
Which I didn't realize. I always, my whole life, just thought it was their winter attire. But no,
they go hard.
I like their ear hairs.
Oh, the
curls.
Yeah, the payas.
Yeah, I think it's cute.
My friend was a dominatrix, and she told me that a lot of Hasids would come in, and she had one, and he liked to be humiliated, so she would grab him by the payas and then straighten him out and let go and go.
Oh, I love that.
But she said tons of Hasids.
She's living my dream.
Tons of Hasids come in.
You would be good at that.
A lot of them baby fetish.
Oh.
And a lot of them.
Because they're fucking holding the world on their back.
That they want to be babies?
They want to be babies.
Okay.
That's sad.
Another thing, a lot of them in their religion, you're not allowed to come anywhere but inside your wife, like in your house. So they would come in a tissue, put it in a plastic bag, and bring it home to throw out in the cum garbage. Because it's something like
it's
better in the belly of a whore than on the ground, something like that. But you're not supposed to come not in your house. So you got to take the cum home with
you. Not them finding a loophole for where they can come.
Bring their cum back home now. They're breaking the rules, but they're still like care about it a little bit.
It's crazy. Like, so sometimes when you see them walking, they just have a Ziploc of cum in their pocket that they're bringing from their hooker to their wife's house.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
That's fucking nuts.
Well, this one girl I dated was a dom, and she worked at a dungeon.
Oh, I love this.
And she was negotiating. Like, the guy was trying to talk her down, shockingly. And she, like, literally, like, started talking to somebody else and grabbed something. And then she just feels his cum splash on her leg. Mm-mm. And he's putting his hat on and trying to run out the door.
No.
And they had to have security beat the shit out of him.
No, he tried to cum and run?
Yeah, he tried to cum on her leg and run out the door.
Oh, wow.
No.
So cheap. He tried to cum and...
Cum and run.
Cum and run, I think, was the best one.
Cum and run is really good.
Wow.
He tried to goo and Jew.
Goo and Jew.
That's really upsetting. It. Spitting on somebody really sucks, but I think I can't decide. It depends. If somebody like hawked a loogie on me, I'd almost prefer for them to cum on me.
Depends on how much they cum.
I guess.
It depends on what their mouth looks like for me.
Yeah.
If it's a really gross mouth, I think I'd rather one thing come out of your dick.
Yeah, then the fuck's
has
in
been
your
growing
mouth.
In there.
You've been maybe,
you know what I mean?
If you haven't brushed your teeth in days.
A little jizz never hurt nobody. That's what I say.
Yeah. Okay, can I tell you guys a story?
But a lot could kill you.
Can I tell you guys a story?
Yes.
My freshman year of college, my roommate started hooking up with another girl in his acting class.
Okay.
And this girl was the fucking worst. We called her the cunt. And that's just because
took my name.
We were playing video games, and I called my roommate a cunt, and she was not in the room with us. Mm-hmm. She walked out of another room. She's, when I'm here, we don't use that word.
Okay.
Because it's very offensive. And we were like, okay, cunt. Just the cunt.
Yes.
And we hate her. She used to lock us out of our apartment when they were having sex because she didn't want anyone. So we would be stuck outside for hours. Because she would want to snuggle.
Oh.
And he would be like, sorry, man, I gotta. She doesn't want anybody to come in. She was the worst.
That's fucking crazy,
dude.
That's insane.
I would feel like I'm putting people out more than, like, I'd rather them just hear me than have them wait outside. That's psychotic.
Yeah.
So she dated him for 2 years. I lived with him for 2 years. They dated. They broke up. My junior year, I'm in another building, and I go back to a girl's room with her, and I'm trying to fuck, and I am striking out. This little punk chick, I mean, she wanted to hang out, but I could tell just this shit was not happening.
Right.
Fucking knock, knock, knock on the door. The cunt pops her head in the door.
No.
I go, Zach, what are you doing here? I'm like, I'm hanging out with blah, blah, blah. And she goes, oh, that's my suite mate. We share a suite. Isn't that crazy? I'm like, that's wild. So she leaves, and I'm like, dude, your suite mate's with the cunt? And she's like, I hate her so much. And she's complaining how awful she is.
Oh, not
so
the cunt
mean.
Getting it laid.
Right? So then I go, do you, like, fuck with her? And she's like, no, why? She's like, oh, she's just the worst. I mean, just look in the bathroom. Look at all her products and lotions all over the bathroom. And I went,
no.
You should blow me and spit my cum into her face lotion. And no. She goes, no, I can't. I was like, come on. She's like, you can jerk off into it. And I was like, that's a singular crime. It's way funnier if you blow me and then spit my load. And she goes, all right, come fast.
Oh, my God.
And hocked my cum in it and then shook it like a ninja, shook it up and put it back. And I would see this girl weekly just knowing every morning.
Your cum was on her face.
A big bottle of face lotion that she was rubbing
my lungs. For a long time, yeah.
For a long time was
rubbing. She's
going
to kill someone and they're going to trace it back to Zach's 23andMe. They're like, we actually found your cum on her face.
Yep. Guilty as charged.
Holy shit.
Dude, that was, oh, it felt so good.
That's
I've never
crazy.
Told that roommate, but I told all our other roommates, and to this day, everyone knows that that came in the cunt's face lotion.
The cunt's face lotion. Have you seen her since?
Yes, because she is an actress, and I've seen her in things.
No.
Yes.
I want to know who.
You wouldn't know her. I've just seen her in little bullshit things.
Okay.
Oh, well. Goddamn.
How's her face look?
Oh, she's very pretty.
Yeah, maybe the cum was good for her.
Yeah.
Very, very pretty, but oh man, that was a fucking good one.
Oh man, not the cunt getting camed. The cunt got camed.
Oh, also she hated cum. I should note that.
Ah, she probably threw the lotion
reason,
away. She's like, I don't know why. I don't
part of
this.
The reason we weren't allowed in the room or in the apartment when they had sex was because every time they had sex, she had to go sit on the toilet and evacuate the cum because she didn't want cum on her or near her. So she would always like run out.
What does evacuate the cum is such a dramatic way to phrase that.
Yes.
Take a shower, bitch. It's okay.
Yes.
Evacuate the cum.
She would have him come inside her and then she would go and squirt it into the toilet, even though she was on birth control, because she didn't want cum on her or near her.
I feel like it's just like, if you don't like cum,
you gotta
not be having sex. That's
gotta
crazy.
Tell you, very relatable. I hate something sticky. You know I hate sticky.
Yeah, but if you're planning, I feel like I'm always planning to take a shower after sex anyway.
Yeah.
So
I hope so.
What's the difference?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's this?
Dude, I felt like such a slut the other day. My chick teased my asshole and dominated. She was like calling me a bitch and a slut while I jerked off. And she like lubed me up. And then I was trying to be domestic. So I went and took out the garbage after. And I'm just standing in my elevator in sweatpants with a cummy asshole dripping down my thighs.
No.
And I felt like such a fat whore. I just know what it's like to be every fat
Wait,
girl leaving
hold on.
My apartment.
Were you trying to be domestic because it's part of the kink?
No, I was just trying to be nice afterwards.
Oh, okay.
And take
I see.
Out the garbage.
Yeah, but your asshole was just still cummy.
Because we had really good sex.
Oh, I see.
And I was like, I should do nice things for her.
I like that.
And yeah, I just... felt like every fat girl leaving my apartment going, oh, man, what's
you make her take out the trash before she leaves. Oh my God.
No, taking out the trash is what I call it when they leave.
Fuck. So wait, did you go to college?
Yeah.
What college? You said that was NYU. Where you fucked that girl. Okay, yeah. NYU. Oh, I didn't know that. Did I know that? I didn't know that. You don't talk about that.
No.
Wow. What'd you go to school for?
Film.
Film. That makes sense. I know nothing. Every time you talk to we have a conversation, you're like, you know, because this actor from that movie, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm so hack when it comes to movies and TV.
Well,
I'm
Kim
like,
likes movies that she liked when she was a child, and that's it. She'll rewatch Matilda 1,000 times.
Nothing wrong with
she
that.
Likes, yeah.
She's in therapy.
No, the only thing that drives me nuts, and this isn't a dig at you at all, is when I meet somebody my age who didn't grow up on The Simpsons, and I feel like I don't speak the same, like...
I didn't grow
I
up
speak,
on The Simpsons.
I speak The Simpsons. My comedy language, my timing everything is Simpsons.
Yeah.
So when I meet somebody, they're
maybe
like, I didn't watch The Simpsons growing up. It might be too late. It might not hook you. Mm. I think it's the first 10 seasons are the funniest thing that's ever been made. But you'll just meet these people, and it's like meeting somebody who speaks a different dialect of English.
Right.
Because it's not even just quoting it. It's like the timing of it.
You learn to speak from The Simpsons. It's like, it was a parental figure in your life.
Miss Rachel, yeah.
Yeah, I learned the language of funny from Simpsons, without a doubt.
That was Miss Rachel is so funny. That's great. You know who Miss Rachel is?
Nope.
She's the kids now that, she's like the YouTube that all the babies watch.
Okay.
She's like
she teaches
can we
you
pull up a Miss Rachel
sign language
she's
and how to
truly
talk.
She's fucking creepy, dude.
It's the worst. It's the worst. And the fact that the kids respond really well to it, because there was this show Cocomelon that the kids were like obsessed with, right? All the kids who were watching Cocomelon were having speech delays. Like, it was like a big thing. Like, nobody, they just couldn't talk when they were like two.
Yeah.
And then they switched them all over to Miss Rachel, and now they could all talk and sign and shit.
Well, my trick's a teacher for little kids, and she said a bunch of them have British accents from Peppa Pig.
From Peppa Pig,
Oh, yeah, that happened to my my old roommate. Her Filipino niece was like, Mommy, I want a milk day. And her mom was like, I don't know, Miss Rachel. This is Miss Rachel. The baby's going fucking goo goo gaga for this bitch. That's me after I come.
I need to evacuate.
That's me after I don't come. That's how I talk to men.
Pisses me off that she's got such millions of views. Like, this could have been any of us.
This could have been any. We could do it still.
I could do it.
We could start doing
it. Happy and.
Hi. Are you happy with mommy today? Say happy.
You know there's guys that jerk off to that, right?
Yeah. You think there's a whole Miss Rachel?
I think that's half the demographic. 100%.
Subculture.
Dude, one of my biggest crushes as, like, just starting to develop sexuality.
I bet I know who you're going to say.
Big Comfy Couch.
Yep. Yeah.
The girl from the Big Comfy Couch.
Yeah. That makes so much sense.
That makes
that would
perfect
be your
sense.
Childhood
I've heard you
crush.
Say that before, and every time I see her now, I think of you.
Ew.
Like, yeah. She used to.
Fucked up world we're in. I gotta go.
She used to be the clock. She would lay on the clock and spread her legs.
Spread her legs out.
Not Zach coming every time it hits 2:45.
Usually I come when they hit about 275-300. Yeah, look at that shit.
Oh yeah.
That's an invitation.
Oh, there. That's what you liked. Zach was watching that like, yeah, I want to get in there. Look at his face.
I legitimately go, ooh.
No, you have a clown thing.
100%. Why do you think I like goth girls? They're just desaturated clowns.
It's true.
It's just because it's her? You blame her?
I think, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That and my mom used to dress as a clown when I was a kid. But let's not talk about that part.
Oh, God.
Yeah, my mom used to dress as a clown for like charity things.
It comes back to their moms always.
Yeah.
Every time.
Oops-a-daisy.
These bitches.
Oopies.
I'm going to fight my husband's mom. All right. Zach, thank you so much for coming on the pod.
Thank you so much for having me.
We have a heart out. You got to go. You're a busy man.
I really appreciate you guys having me on. You guys are the best, and I love you very much.
Thanks for coming on. Where can people find you?
At Zach is not funny on Instagram, ZA Spook Show on Twitter. And just check out my podcast, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Bye Guys, and the Real Ass Podcast, all here on the Gas Digital Network.
Hell yeah. Yeah, Alex?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar. And if you like this show, check out Sick and Portly, me and Mike Harrington's podcast, every Monday right after Legion of Skanks. Also, head to gasdigitalnetwork.com and use promo code TOPICS, TOPIX, for a 1-week free trial with access to every single episode of every show, on-demand bonus content, live chats. And if you do it before September 1st, you'll be grandfathered in at the lowest price. The lowest possible price that you're ever going to be able to get from here into the forever future.
Future.
If you wait till September.
Don't wait.
You're going to pay more.
Ching, ching. I'm like the Migos to your.
Thank you. I love having a hype gal. My hype woman.
Did you say your Instagram?
Yeah. Okay. I'm good.
All right. Guys, follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Check me out on twitch.tv/QueenKong1 and check out my other podcast, This Bitch Podcast with Sarah Wineshank. Super funny. And I've got a bunch of show dates on my stuff. If you like this podcast, buy some merch, subscribe, review, rate it, leave a comment, share it with a friend, show some love. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.